الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا رسول الله وآله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم لولاك ما اهتدينا ولا صمنا ولا صلينا، فأنزلا سكينة علينا وثبت الأقدام إن لاقينا. As a words, so in the simplest Arabic possible, extolling Allah's gift to us as Muslims, spoken by the noble mouths of the first Muslims, our spiritual foreparents, the Sahaba al-Kiram, on the eve of battle, in the presence of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, acknowledging the gifts of Tawheed, of true religion, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave out of His bounty to those who had no idea of it, and by whose own devices those very ones would never have known about Salat and Siyam and the Hidayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so they are acknowledging that huge gift, and they are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to descend upon them sakina, peace, tranquility of heart, and unity of mind, so that they can bring forth the miracle, the stunning miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to bring forth at their hands, which is to meet the enemy in all its pompous might and defeat it. Defeat the enemy against all odds through the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by their iman, helping them, and the angels being present with them, and whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends as means to complete His religion on the face of this earth and to make it reach, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam predicted, wherever the sun reaches, yani to the farthest extent of this earth. And we are their descendants, their spiritual descendants. As we said, through the lineage of Isnad, not only that, but also through the spiritual sonship and daughtership that we owe to our spiritual foreparents. Because as Imam al-Nawawi said, our teachers in the religion are like our parents or more, because our parents give birth to us in this world, but our spiritual foreparents give birth to us in the hereafter. And they teach us the knowledge that saves. So who shall tell you about al-ulama wa rathatul anbiya? And how can we express our thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to be born in the hereafter safe and sound, to enjoy forever and ever and without end the presence of the nabiyyin and siddiqeen and shuhada and salihin, and the light of our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He promised for the believers to see with their eyes. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Wujuhun yawma'idhin nadira ila rabbiha nadira. As for the disbelievers, they will be kalla. Innahum yawma'idhin. Ma al-ayah sayyidi? عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. They shall be certainly veiled from their Lord, from the vision of their Lord. They will not see their Lord. These two verses were used as proofs by the ulama radiallahu anhum that the believers shall see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. But if you are in a cave that is dark and you are there for even 1 hour, let alone 1 day, let alone years and years and years, and you suddenly come out in the full intensity of the noonday light and the sun, you will be hurt. You will not be able to see anything, and in fact, your eyesight might be damaged for good. And not to mention if you are going to stare directly into the sun, even if you are used to the light of day. And so, therefore, we need to train ourselves. We need to come out of the darkness of ignorance and delusion, jahiliyyah, into the nur of knowledge and of learning and of practice, building ourselves up through right behavior and followership of the best of creation and those in his footsteps, and those in his footsteps until we come out of the fitna of this life safe and sound, and we enter the grave safe and sound, and we rise from the grave safe and sound, and we cross the bridge safe and sound, and we pass the reckoning and the balance safe and sound, and we receive our records, inshallah, with the right hand safe and sound, and we come to the pond and basin of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam safe and sound, to drink from his noble hand, a drought after which we shall never experience thirst anymore. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that sakina, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a gift of understanding his bounties and following and accepting it gladly. Who of you or who of us, when he brings a beautiful gift that is thoughtfully obtained for a friend, does not receive thanks from that friend? And so we give thanks for the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma laka alhamdu ala alaika wa ni'amika allati la tuhsa al-zahirati wal-batinati ya rabbal alameen. Ij'alna min ibadika al-shakirin. Allahumma laulaka ma ihtadayna wa la sumna wa la sallayna fa'anzilan sakinatan alayna wa thabbit al-aqdama in laqayna. And they said after that, as we translated it, they also said, Allahumma innal aisha aishul akhira faghfir lil ansar wal muhajira. Ameen. So these are spiritual foreparents through generations until our time, carry to us that message of the most excellent knowledge, the knowledge that saves, the most blessed behavior, the behavior that is pleasing to our Lord Almighty, and that reflects in varying degrees of intensity the light of the most perfect of creation, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that after we have received this hujjah, this final and last argument and proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the worlds, we have no excuse to say we have not heard, we have not seen. No, you have. You were sent people, even in the time before, you used to have to travel to them, but now they are traveling to you. So give thanks and grant recognition that is owed upon you for the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidi Shaykh Sayyid Muhammad ibn Sayyid Ibrahim al-Ya'qubi, al-Allama ibn al-Allama, descends from a line of the Ahl al-Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are mirror reflections of the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us to hold on to the book of Allah and to the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for they shall never separate until the day of judgment when they meet him up at the pond. If you are holding on to them, then you will meet him also at the pond, inshallah. And that is our dear wish and prayer. Alhamdulillah.